Mitzvah, we were up to Shin Pei Ches. We just did Sefir Aleph last week. Just want to be moisef a few nekudas in Sefir Aleph, and then we'll go to Sefir Beis. Sefir Beis is very important. Just take care of your car accidents and everything else. Okay, in Sefir Aleph, Nachum the Mechambe says, Osa ha-moisef asher zomam u-mosar Also, lahargoy elam kin huksak limsor sharezay yahoreg shemiyim sa'acherim. Before we learned that the guy, before he did the ma'aseh misiri, is on the way to do a ma'aseh misiri, avadi allowed to kill him, if that's what it takes to protect yourself. If you can't be matzal lechem me'avarv, but once he did, asher zamam umasa, then it's also lahargoy. You can no longer. What's the justification to kill him? It's too late. Whatever he did, the damage was done. You're not going to be able to kill him. Elam kin huksak limsor, but if it was huksak to be a ma'aseh. He did it three times. Rav Kivega said maybe only twice is enough, but he was hooked a glimpse already, so he has a shame moisa on him. Then you're allowed to kill him. Shereza Yarig, why? So the Mechab says the reason why now you're allowed to kill him because Shem Yim Sarcherin, because maybe he'll now kill other people. If a guy is muksa glimpse, you know he's going to probably continue to do so. And if he's going to continue to do so, then it's like Kodem HaMaisa. It's like he's about to be moisa tomorrow, so you may as well eliminate him today before the damage is done. That's the Lashon, really, this is coming from the Rambam. This is the time of the Rambam. The Tshuvas HaRosh, in Klal Yitzayin, the Torah brings it down, actually, says this Svara as well, but actually it's Maisam Nacha Svara. And he says the Svara is, try to quote Bekitzer's Lashon, it's Mishum Migdam Milsa, it was like a Takona, Migdam Milsa, Misha Yivasru HaAcherim, that other people should learn a lesson, and we'll do away with this guy to teach other people a lesson, V'lo Yibru Maisam B'Yisrael. You have to know what gives you right to kill someone for that. I mean, it sounds like this is another reason. But he holds that out of Migdal Milsa, we allowed Klal Yisrael to kill away Moisrim, to do away with them, even if we're not afraid of them. We're afraid that other people are going to learn from them, and other people are going to become Moisrim. If you see that a Moisrim can get away with it, so they're going to stop becoming Moisrim. We want to teach people a lesson, a deterrent, they shouldn't be Moisrim be Yisrael. What's the Nafkamina? Mean? So the Ksav Seifa, Chuvus Ksav Seifa in Yeridea, Kuf Lamed Zayin says that the Nafkamina mean is, what happens if this person is no longer influential? He cannot moise anybody else. He had a position, and that's how he was always constantly being moise of people, and now he lost that position, so his dvarav are not nishmoy anymore in the base of Malchus, so he doesn't have the ability to be moise. So if you're learning Parsha just out of Pshat of the Rambam, the Mechab, Hashem Yim Sa'achayim, now you don't have the time anymore, L'chayra. So that's what he says. Masha'en Kate, if you're learning out of Chuvus HaRosh, out of Migdal Milsa, we don't want people to become moise, we have to teach them a lesson, so then even B'chai Gavni, even though we're not afraid in the future, still you're allowed to kill him. Another nafkamina could be L'chayra, is if what happens if it's Efshalatza binyan acher, Becha Me'evarav, let's say, like it says in Sif Yud, it says you're not allowed to kill a Moisa if you could do away with him, if you can minimize the damage. So if it would be Yalts, the Tam Hashem Yimsachem, like the Machabo, so if it would be able to do it, Becha Me'evarav, then you wouldn't be able to do it. Mashenkin, if the Tam would be Yalts Migdal Milsa, then a Migdal Milsa could be a blank check that once he's a Moisa, in Sif Yud, he wasn't a Moisa yet, he was on the way to Moisa the first time, so then the Echa Me'evarav, you're now allowed to kill him. But in this case, where he's already Huksak Limsa, he's already Shaina Moisa, he already lost his right to live, Yalts Migdal Milsa, we have to teach people that Moisim can't get away with it, we're going to have to kill them, so you would be able to... What?
But taking off an arm
might not send the point as well. If you hold it, that's enough. Whatever it is. No, so I'm saying, Ein Sif Yud is on the way he's doing his first Moisim Messiah. So if he could do it by taking off his arm or cutting his tongue out, and that would be enough, then no problem. That's enough. Mashain Kane over here, where he already did it a couple of times, he already has a shame mice on him, so now we got to teach him a lesson, teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. We can't have mice from getting away with it, so we're going to do whatever it takes. So if that would be the case, even if it's after lots of Bekam Yavarv, Loit Techuvitz Arash, Lachay, it should be mutter to kill him. That would come out of Nafkamina. Lamais is the Yamsha Shloima, is sort of, he has a different spin on things, but at least in Halacha, he says, going back to his case was that the person's no longer influential. So according to Ksav Seifa, Ksav Seifa once says, if you're no longer influential, according to the Mechab, you have no right to kill him, because you don't have the Chash, Hashem Yimza Acherim. The Yamsha Shleima holds that when you have the Chash, Hashem Yimza Acherim, you're not allowed to kill him by Yadayim. It's only Lafuke that if he's no longer influential, you can't kill him by Yadayim, but Bavadim, Maridim. Whatever, you make sure to fix his wagon. Make sure that he dies. Just you can't do it in bloody murder. You can't kill him and strangle him. You can't submerge him. In like Rabbi Chanan in the mikveh, you can't do that. But what you could do is cause whatever grummies you could to make sure that this guy dies. It's a good idea to do. It means he is in the parsha of those that are meridim, even if he no longer is influential. So he lost, in that way, at least he lost his right to live. He's certainly not going to save him in anything like that. From a practical perspective, we said before, the Rambam says, a mefshel latz bech mevar on the way to his first mesira, like lachdech l'shayna elis mesenov, it's also lahargoy, because he's not worse than any other raidiv, the yamshir shloime in Yevamis, by all places, and in Pergyud, Simen Chav, the yamshir shloime in Teich Dvarav, doesn't bring that, obviously, he lived at the same time or dropped before the Rambam, but he says, nearly halacha l'maisa, that even if the Moisa, the very first time he's on the way to do Mesira, even if you could try to be matzel by Ech Mevarv, and he gives Mamish this lashon, he says, Lachtek l'shoyna yolanaka enav, cut out his tongue or blind him, he says, still kill him. Better off, you should kill him. Halacha l'maisa, hold that even if you have shalatz Ech Mevarv, you should kill him. Why? He says, because it doesn't work. He says, the bizar karav levadai, that if you're going to do anything in the kachapa, chop off a limb or cut out his tongue, it's karav levade sheyalo chas v'shalom al Yisrael. V'chein re'isi b'yomai shetakala g'day lebol Yisrael me'maisa kazeh. There were people who are from him. What they did was that they decided they're going to be only be matzal b'echem yevarav, and they cut out the guy's tongue, and it made it even worse. What happened was that the guy now took major nakam against Klal Yisrael. So obviously this needs a few rois eini hadayonim to know what's the best thing. But the Yom Shom just bringing out a good svara is that if you're going to hurt this guy, he's going to figure out how to take the karma back in a real bad way. So therefore, you're best off just eliminating him right now. So again,
is it even for a guy who calls the cops
in
an accident?
Okay, a guy who calls the cops in an accident, we're going to get accidents in Sifyat Beis, but if a guy does a Maisa Mesira on the way, then you're allowed to kill him. If it's Ba Lamashu, right now there is a Pasha, right now we're just busy with it Friday, that so Reuven was Maisa Shimon, and it's a criminal offense, and he took him and he reported to the DA. The guy might sit in jail, and it's not going to be in Otisville, it might be in different types of jail, where it's a suffix if he's going to come out alive, right? So, yeah, that person, you can kill him. That person, you can kill him. Like Yom Shishlami is just saying that before you just try to do Echem Yevarav, think if this Echem Yevarav is really going to work, because it really doesn't work, because the guy's going to figure out to take Nakama. I mentioned this in the past, but I'll say it again, that the Meiri says that all this is B'mokim, that Yad Yisrael is Gevra Aleinu, but B'mokim She'ein Donin B'dinei Yisrael Al Yisakin Odom Atzmei Bekach. Person shouldn't put himself into a sakana to try to kill a maisa. Why? She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz B'misasin Shav Rishayin B'zman Shin Timshach Achrein Misas HaTzadikim. Guy's going to be mamish. Oh, Hashem Shemayim is going to kill a maisa, and then the next day he's going to be put to trial, and he's going to either be locked up for life, or he's going to have capital punishment, whatever it is. He says, not kedai. Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that Rishayim should die, and afterwards followed by Tzadikim. Better off, let him live and let you live, and you're better off. Again, Chachamena Bereisha, if you ever have to do Chulila such a thing, make sure you do it in a nice way. all right. No, you know what it is? You think that the Maisa isn't common. Baruch Hashem Grada today is my name, it's taka not common. But throughout the ages, it was common. You're going to see in Sifya Beis, I'm going to Belina to bring tshuva after tshuva, different Maisim, where they taka did away with Maisrim. There is such a thing. It's not like something veiled and unheard of. All right. One more Nakuda. As it says, Asa Maisa Shazama Masa Asa Lahargoy, the Chuvah's Ksav Saifa, that Chuvah says that it's of course only talking about this person who was a Maisa Litayavan. He had some cheshen why he wanted to be a Maisa. So if he's a Maisa Litayavan, so now you have a Pasha, you don't have the heta to kill Mitzad Mesira. And I Mumba, no, he's like a Mumba Litayavan, you don't have the heta either. But if he'll be a Maisa Lahaches, Neged, his Lashon Neged Noisin HaTaira, you know, he wants to be in Lahaches, he has nothing from it, but he wants to prove Klal Yisrael, prove the Rebbeinu Shalom Chulila point, whatever it is, Cheshbon is, if he's a Maisa Lahaches, then he's Loigara from Mumarim in the Torah, that are Mumarim Lahaches, that they have a Dinu Meridim, and in Echanam, you can kill him even if he already did the Maisa Mesira. If he's like a Jew hater, something like that, you know, his own a self-hating Jew, or whatever it is, and you're allowed to kill him, because that might be Lahaches. All right, let's move on to Sifyat Beis. There's a lot here in Sifyat Beis. We said before, just in contrast, I don't have it here, but we said before that it's that even if a person is meitzum mitzar or mitzars you, you still have no right to be meitzim. And if you are meitzim, even in that case, even if he's a rasha, a bal averus, whatever it is, ein lo chelik leilam haba. Comes along the Mechaba, which is really from the Rambam, and has a major chiddush. Kol hamoisa, the Shach's case is meitzah, we'll see. Kol hameitzah hatzibur. You pain, you afflict the tibur. Mitzar, muta lemoisra biyadakum. La koisai, ula osroi, ula konsai. You'll have to put him biyadakum to beat him up, to put him in, to imprison him, ula konsai to penalize him. Ava mipnei tzar yochid, but for only for tzar of a yochid, that's also lemoisra, like we said before. On the way, you're allowed to do away with any moisa. Now, we're not talking about a moisa. We're talking about, if you look in the Shach, he changes the girsa in Sivkot Nuntes. Kenu b'chol sifri ha-machabu v'yishushan v'toysu v'tzarklamu kol ha-meitzer v'chenu b'tu v'rambam. What we're talking about is someone who's a meitzer. A meitzer, he is troubling a yachid. You have no right to be meisim. You have to daim l'zchei l'Hashem. You have to be hashkam l'arve base of medrash, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of your enemies. But if he's meitzel arabim, if he's a public menace, he causes problems constantly to the tzibo, someone who's a meitzel arabim, he's not a meisafil, he's just a meitzel arabim, a tzaris arabim, we're going to see some examples, you're allowed to be meisra biyadakim, you're allowed to be meisim back. He's not shepherding a yochid, he's shepherding a tzibo. If he's shepherding a tzibo, then you're allowed to meisra biyadakim, report on him, whatever it takes, la'koisi, even if he has bodily harm, or la'osa, even if he's imprisoned, or la'konsi, and if he's penalized, it doesn't make a difference. Fine, no matter what. It's only minetzah yochid, it's also la'moisrin.
He's going around to all different people, like this and this and this, that's called.
So now, the shaila is, what's the shir, what's the chilik? I didn't see anyone who's magdir the chilik between a yochid and a rama. What's the kala point? 2, 3, 22? What's the shir? A minion, if he does it to a minion? What's the cutoff point that now he's considered a meitzel l'rabim, a meitzel l'tzibe rather than to a yochid? But we're going to see a few examples shortly that at least we get some type of idea. But I didn't see anyone who mamish expresses as chilik what's the cutoff point between a yochid and a tzibe. But nevertheless, the Mechaba said if you're a meitzel l'tzibe, you have a right to do away with the guy. If you look in the Shacks of Cotton Samach, he says, Dafko tzar yochid. Only a tzar yochid is also lemosay this yochid. Avu b'maisel l'yochid. But if he's trying to be maisel l'yochid, that we already said before, dino ki maisel l'tzibah, and you have a right to do away with him. So this is the shak's rayim. It's like
between the maisel and the
a matzah just means he's paying. He's causing trouble. He's getting them into trouble constantly. Whatever it is, he's wrecking their items. We're going to see other things. He might be a reckless driver. We'll see that if he's a meitzah l'rabim, that's meitzah. He's not a meitzah. If he's a meitzah, havada on the way to do the meitzah mesira, havada you're allowed to kill him. So therefore, Dr. Shach, the girsa couldn't have been called a meitzah hatzibul, because if he was a meitzah, even if he be a yachar, it would be mutzah. Therefore, the girsa has to be called a meitzah. Miu efshe, Dr. Shach, which I think he's trying to keep our girsa, that's his kavano, that where's the chilik between a tzibur and a yachar, lagabi a meitzah. Miu efshe de la ram. Like he says in Sif Yud Aleph, that once you did the Maisa Mesir, you're now allowed to kill him. Elam ken hoksuk b'maisa. Sri led the b'maisa letzibo. If you're a Maisa letzibo, I feel a hoksak mutu l'maisa b'yarakam. So Zot Tashak actually means to be Mekayim the Gesa. I could have an afkamina by a Maisa between a tzibo and a yachad. If he's a Maisa l'yachad one time, and he's not muksik lakak, shteit in sifir aleph, you know, let her kill him. That's the Mechabashita. We remember if the Shach argued, the Shach and Sivkotan and Hey, but then other Rishonim hold that even after one time you're allowed to kill him. Good. But the Mechaba holds that you're now allowed to kill him unless you're muksik. So the Shach, Ad Khan is only if he was a Maisa Layakid. But if someone was Maisa Ritziba, even if it's one time, there's a major, major Chiddush ahead of the Shach, and everyone quotes the Shach, and I didn't see anyone who argues, is that if a guy was one time Maisa Ritziba, you already can kill him. Not a problem. You don't have the chashashem yimsa cherim. It doesn't make a difference. He's a meisel letzibah, you can do away with the guy. It's not a problem. So that's the shach. Now the meisel is, it's a chiluk between a meitzah leyachid and a meitzah letzibah. Now, let's bring it out a little bit. Let's learn one part of the Ramah, and we'll see a little bit. Hagaz, Dr. Ramah, misha isek b'zayufim. Someone who's dealing with counterfeit money, uchadayma, or any other similar thing that could get the tzibur into trouble, v'yeshlochu sheyazik rabim, by his practice, by his dealings, he might reflect on all the Jews in town and cause all the Jews in town to get into trouble. Masrin boy, you give him a warning, shelo yasa, not to do this. Vim eino mashgiach, and if he doesn't listen, yuchaylin lamasroi loyma she'ein acha mesasek boy ela zeh lovad. A guy is dealing with counterfeit money, and chalila, if he would be caught, a lot of people will get into trouble, not just himself. They would chayshir to other people, because first of all, counterfeit money is spread around, passes from hand to hand, so whoever's caught with the counterfeit money, they might question him and believe that he was part of the counterfeiting process and get in trouble. They stop my take nekam on all the yidin or whatever it is. He is now considered a roidif. He's a meisel rabim. This person, even though it's not his kavana just to make a nice dollar, a shena dollar from his counterfeiting practice. He's meisek in business. Business is business. Still, nevertheless, he has a din of a meisel and he's allowed to kill him. If you look in the goyin in Sivkot 9 Dalit, he says, the Gamkin Raidif who Vavshe Miskavan, even if it's not Miskavan, the Goyim brings Zariah. And even if it was only a day grama, and even if it was only mum and kal, it doesn't make a difference. Someone who does actions that jeopardize the safety of a tzibur is considered a raidif, and you're allowed to kill him. Yachalam Masri. Right? He has a din, just like Gamkin Raidif, who the Goyim says. He has the same din as a raidif, and you're allowed to be Maisa. Maisa, if you want to do a biadaim, you could do a biadaim, pashtis. But at least you could be Maisa, even though normally now it'll be Maisa people, right? Right? But here, you're allowed to be Maisim. I remember when there was I believe his name was Baruch Goldstein, I don't remember his name exactly, but he was the person who went into the mask. Marissa McPhail was the mask. Marissa McPhail, and he shot a bunch of people and whatever. I remember I went to a Shalom Zacha by my shvagah that Friday night, and Rav Sherer was there, and he said, if you want to know, you know, the Rabbi Yanka said what the Heilige Krukovin was. You know, he finally found the Krukovin. He saw, oh, this is the Heilige Krukovin that we're schwitzing on the Sugyan. So Rav Sherer said, Bizar Loshen, if you want to know what a Reid of Hatziva is, this is him. This is such a person, because from that Maisa, there's going to be a reaction. And he's being jeopardizing the safety of a tzibi, is considered a roidif l'rabim. So to hear, if a person does actions that are, his actions are jeopardizing the safety, he's considered a mazik l'rabim, a roidif l'rabim, and you're allowed to kill him. So it's really two separate heterim. The first heter is a meitzel l'rabim, and the second heter is because he's a roidif l'rabim. His actions are causing a sakana. Now the Ramah says over here that you first have to give him asra, and then if he doesn't accept asra, then you're allowed to be meisa him. The Minchas Yitzchak learns up, and Pashas, he's right, that even in the Reisha, even by a Meitzel Rabim, you should have to give him Masra before you take action. First give him Masra, and if he still continues, then do away with the guy. Because like in every case, if you could always be Efshel Latila Bech Me'avarav, that's the type of Masra like Hasra is, if you could satisfy, if you can have a solution without having to be Meisim, just giving Masra and he'll stop. So obviously you shouldn't be Meisim, you should first give him Masra. Alright, that's the... Now there is a tshuva. Meitzel Rabim Pashas, you can kill as well. We're going to see, but at least, the very least, it says over here that you're allowed to be Meisim him. Now there's a tshuva from the Neifes Tzufim. He lived a couple hundred years ago. You're allowed to be Meisim. You're allowed to report on him into the DA or whatever it is, get him in trouble with the authorities and fix his wagon, that he should stop shepherding the tzibah. There's a Chuvah's Neifes Tzufim, Mekhoish Mishnah Shim Pei Hei. Tzied Azam Meisah, he has a bunch of tzirufim, but Batei Chadvarv, he says that even in such a guy who's a Mazik l'rabim, he's a roidif l'rabim, due to his actions, he says it doesn't give you a right for you personally, you as a yochid, to be maisim. It's only davka tuva yair have this permission, and a yochid doesn't have this permission. He says, who asked you, what's his lashon, who made you a melech of, me samchal roish on the tzibah to do this avad, you don't have the ability. It has to be the chachamim, the tuvah here, who have the ability. Now the pashas is, I don't think he's correct, because be'etzim, if a guy would be even a masak and a yochid, you'd be allowed to do away with him. If he's a roidif to you, then you're allowed to kill him even if he's a yochid. It's just, rather, we're talking about his actions, it doesn't differentiate between one person and 10 people. But if he is a doing something that's causing a maisa mesira, or ultimate redifa on people in the tziba, you should have a right to do away with him, or be maisim, or whatever it takes. And l'chay, why would you need dafka the tuvi ear? Could be he really meant, because he's, like, his thoughts of one way, he feels like the other, could be he really meant that not even a yochid could do it. It's just when you give the asra should come from the tuvi ear, because the asra from tuvi ear will be far more effective than the asra from a regular yochid, because why would he listen to you? they're his equal. But if he gets two v'yiz esra, he might back down. So kol zman, you didn't exercise that avenue of giving him asra from the two v'yir, trying your best asra, so it might still be b'chalal, like after latila bechem evrav. You didn't exhaust all your possibilities before your ma'isa him. All right. But la'ma'isa, I believe anyone could do it, as long as, yes, I mean, in all the dinam of ma'isa, clearly you're supposed to ask she'elus chacham just to make sure that you're doing something right. But, yeah, all right. Ramosha has a diik over here, whatever this means. Ramosha's case was that a person stole Sifrei Torah and clay kesef from shul, maybe even shuls. I don't remember if it was one or many. But they wanted to know, could they report him to the authorities? So Ramosha says it's awesome. You're not allowed to report someone to the authorities. That's it. You're not allowed to do it. Even if he was a ganef, even if he's a mazik, you're not allowed to do it. And he says, that's what the Ramosha says in his case, when he says, Mishra Yitzhak b'zifim m'chodem yivyech locha sheyazak rabim. How is he going to be a hezek the rabim, hezek Ramosha? The hezek is going to be that when the authorities catch on, they're going to think that everybody in the tzibah were dealing with counterfeit money or they're aiding and abetting him, so they'll throw the book at everyone in the tzibah. They'll punish the tzibah. That was the case. And he's right. That's the case of Mavu and the truth is like that, that's the case. So why didn't he say a simpler case? The case should have been that a guy was Isaac Bizayufim, counterfeit money. Today he passed me counterfeit money. Tomorrow Yankel. The next day Shimon. The next day Levi. He's a mamish meitzel l'rabim. He's a tzara, whatever. He's a mazik l'rabim. He's really causing everyone a tzara. Elamai, you see Zakra Moshe, that wouldn't be enough to be moist to the guy. So even though there's a guy, he's a ganef sefer Torah and klei kesef, and it sounds like he does this by profession, he might continue to do so, and he's cool, and he's a mazik l'rabim, but that doesn't give you a heter to be moist him. The only reason why you're allowed to be moist him is because his actions jeopardize the tzibah. But here, even if he'll be caught for his gneva, they're not going to throw the book at the tzibah. They're going to just ganav dama bereisha. They're going to einish ma'anish just that person. So memeli, you have no right to be moisim, even if he's a ganav and even if he's a mazik. As a zakra moisha. All right. And his mashmois, like I said, it's even if he would do this and continue to do this, or even if he has continued to do this, he had done this numerous times.
Counterfeit money is not real money.
Yes, counterfeit is not real money. It's fake money. So you bought something, you got a change, and then you got something, and then he's shortchanging every single person in the community. Lemaisa is, one could argue with Ramosha, and that is that Nanich, you want to tell me you don't have this din of his actions are jeopardizing the tzibah, but it should be mutter because of the mechabes halacha. Someone who's a meitzah, metzah, and a rabbim, it's mutter no meisrei. So what's Ramosha saying? That if the guy would be oisah with counterfeit money and shortchanging everyone, you have no right to be meisah him. Of chayyur should be mutter. This guy is a meitzu mitzar l'rabim. He's a mazik. He's in public menace. L'chayyur should have a right to be meisim. Elamai Ramosha brought a right. Why does he have to say over here it's only mutter because he's a dinner roidev? Why not say he was a mutter because he shortchanged everybody? Teretz is because mechateis he taka shortchange any yid. Maybe he does. He's careful and he only shortchanges goyim. He has a business, but he knows where to use the counterfeit money. We'll see other tshuvas that have these type of cases where the person only used it to harm goyim, but not to harm yidin. So he doesn't have a diik from here, and in lomdus l'chay, you should have the machabes halacha that he's a meitzu matar l'rabim. I don't know, if I said Ramesh held that meitzu matar l'rabim needs something more than just being a public menace and counterfeiting everybody. I don't know, shortchanging everyone. All right. Now there's another halach over here. This is coming from Meram Merizberg. Meram Merizberg actually says in two places. One, he has this case of Zayufim. Another place, he also has a case of Zayufim, and he has another case of a guy who was magzim to do a deleika. If it's not clear what he means, I saw a different achronim touch it up. But what it seems to me, if you look inside Meram, he means that a person threatened a guy in a different city. He threatened him that he's going to burn down his house. And when you do that, at those days for sure, fire was like a no-no, because, I mean, besides altogether threatening to harm somebody is a no-no. But especially when fire, usually when one house went up in smoke, the entire town went up in smoke. They were all together and there was no fire insulation between the houses and whatever it was. So that was like a real no-no. You do that, then the officials will take nekama, not on you, but on the whole city. So he was basically with that maisa, he was a mazik l'rabim, and the same halacha, you could just do away with him, you'll let him be moisa him. That's the Mukim Maram. But the Maram Merizberg fears is another halacha, which the Ramah doesn't bring down, and that is that if you didn't do it yet, you know a guy's counterfeiting, and you weren't moisa him. Kasha, you weren't moisa him, whatever it is, you didn't get around to do it. And now the alila came around, and the government found out about it, and now they're choshish Reuven for doing it, and they're interrogating him, and now Reuven's under pressure. is he allowed to snitch and say, it's not me, it's really Yena. Means now it's really sort of after the fact. But he's doing it to try to protect himself. And the Mukma Ram says, yes, you are allowed to be Moisa, the counterfeiter, for doing it, because he had no right to counterfeit in the first place. He jeopardized the tziba. Means even though we have a halacha, ein adam nitvas al chaveroi, and if they suspect you for certain things, and the other, you can't snitch and say it's really somebody else. We had all our halachas like that. If you get a penalty in the mail, or whatever, we had different cases like that. But here, this is different, because that other guy deserves it. That other guy was, due to his actions, he was jeopardizing the tziba. He was a roidif, he was a public menace, and now I, Chalila, should be harmed because as redifis, I have a right to be meisa him back and remove his misir. Just like we had before, the Ramah says that if someone's trying to be meisa you, you have a right to precede him and be meisa him. If that will eliminate his ma'isa masira to you, that will help you, that will be matzal you. So to hear, if you're already, so to speak, caught a ba'al lila, and now you just want to snitch on him and tell the government that you didn't do it, someone else did it, you have the right. And the Tshuvas Habach says the same thing. And here you don't need hasra. I mean, it's too late, and the hasra is not going to help you. I mean, before you can give hasra, now it's too late for hasra. The government officials are already on the trail, and they're interrogating you, and if you don't spill the beans, you're going to get in trouble. If that guy's ma'isa was a ma'isa that he shouldn't have been doing because of redif, it's not because he did something illegal. If he did something illegal, you're not allowed to snitch. But if he did something illegal that jeopardized the safety of the tzibah, then you have a right to be moisim and say, it wasn't me, it was him. That's, and the Ramesha brings it down as well. Ramesha says, even though the Ramad didn't bring it down, Pasha, that's the halacha. I didn't see anyone argue, but like I said, it's no, Ram Rizberg says it lahedya. All right, let's give a bunch of stories throughout, and we'll flesh this out a little bit better. There was a Chuvis Majdam. He has a case that there was a kihila that they made a haskamas kihila that they're going to put into cherim anyone who deals with counterfeit money. Apparently it was a prevalent practice and they were getting problems from it, backlash from it. So they made a cherim that anybody who deals in counterfeit money should be put into cherim. And anybody who knows of somebody who deals in counterfeit money and doesn't report it to the tuveir will also be in cherim. Means they're going to make sure, put the nail in the coffin, make sure that this guy cannot survive in the city. And came along a guy, Reuven, and he knows that Shimon is dealing in counterfeit, so he immediately answered the call, and he reported him to the government officials. And now the guy, and he got him into real tzaris. Now the guy took him to a din Torah that he was meisim. What did you do? So the Maisa answered, what do you mean? I had a right to be Maisa because that was a Haskama Zagilis, that's what we should be doing. So he said, if you look in Haskama didn't say that you're allowed to be Maisa him. The Haskama said you should tell the Tuvayir and the Tuvayir will be Maisa him. But you shouldn't take the action in your own hands. You should give him over to the Tuvayir and the Tuvayir will decide what's the best action to take, give him Masra, and if he doesn't listen, then he'll give him over to the government officials. So therefore they held that he was a Maisa. But Teich Adram God, I missed out a few pratim, he said that what was the case? The case was, how did Reuven know that this guy was dealing in counterfeit money? He knew is because he saw a business partner, whatever, a friend, associate, holding on to counterfeit money. And he says, how do you come to counterfeit money? He said, well, I just got it from Shimon. And with that, he went and reported Shimon to the officials. He said, how do you believe a guy, an Eid Echad, a guy who's telling you that Shimon was dealing counterfeit to now be Moisim? Avad, you can't do that. And certainly you can't do that without Asra, because the Ramah says you need to be Masrin first. Without Asra, Avad, you're going to be a Moisim. That was one case. There's another case, it was a Chuvis from the Chavis Yor. His case, sorry?
Zay Tuvayir, is that brought down somewhere? That was Haskama
then. That was in his Haskama, that designed Tuvishiyata, because we were afraid that it was going to. Pashas, you should not need Zayin Tuvayir. Like I said, the Chuvas Nefer Tzuvim says you do. Maybe only he says you need it legabi the Asra to be more effective Asra.
What was the outcome?
He passed that he was a Maisa and he was Machayivim. For whatever happened, he was Machayivim. It was a problem. There's a Chuvas Kavis Yoh, however, who says that if it was a Ganav Mufursim, that was the case. He stole, he's a mamish, that's what he does by practice. Still, he says, it's not borer that he's a masakin l'rabim, because if he gets caught,
he'll be caught and he'll be punished and he'll even be killed, capital punishment for stealing in those days, but that doesn't give you a right to be Meisim. Because Pashas, if you look in the Kavazir, Pashas he means he wasn't Ganev from Yidin, he wasn't a Meitzel or Rabim from Yidin. Like I said, he knew exactly who to steal from, he was stealing from Goyim. So Mitzad, Meitzel Rabim you don't have, but you have this new problem. He's a Mazik L'Rabim, he's a Reidif L'Rabim, that was would have been the Tzad to be able to get him. And the Kavazir says he's not a Mazik, he's not a Reidif L'Rabim, because if he gets caught, they're not going to blame the Tzibah, they're only going to kill him. It's going to be a terrible Chilul Hashem. The Goyim are going to say, look, all the Yidin are involved in stealing a Mamish Kefalok. That doesn't give you a right to kill him just because it's a terrible Chilul Hashem. And he says, only the Pechusim Shebehem uses as a pretense, because they themselves know, the Cheshuvim Shebehem all know that there are more Ganovim amongst the Goyim than amongst the Yidin, and they know that they have a bunch of rotten apples as well, and it's not a problem, and whatever it is. But he says, you don't have a right to kill him because he's not a Reidif L'Rabim. By Matbeis, he says that it's nofutz, it's being passed around. So anyone who's caught with a counterfeit money is already subject to a problem. He might be accused of dealing with counterfeit. But this guy who's stealing, only he's going to get killed. That doesn't give you a right. That's not considered a mazik l'rabim. There's a Truvis Ugas Elio, also a shtickle a couple hundred years ago, in Simuchav Beis, close to 200 years ago, I think it was. He has an interesting case. The case was that there was a person who was Nebuch a Pirish. He left Yiddishkeit, he was Hamad Dasai, then he came back to Yiddishkeit, then he left again. And now he's trying to come back. He moved out of the city, and now he's trying to come back in the city. They gave him a warning that he should not enter back into the city, even though now it seems, it's not clear in the tshuva, even if he would want to be chayza to do tshuva, they gave him a warning, do not come back into the city. Why? Because if you come back into the city, then the government is going to think that we were the ones who made you a Baal Tshuva again, we were makar of you, and that's mamish a crime that someone should go from their religion, Lahavdil, to our religion. So therefore, they'll punish the whole tzibur for it, so they'll mace him not to come back into the city. And he did go back into the city. So he gave him a right. He said that since it's Akpada Gedoyla, you are jeopardizing the Rabbim for coming back into the city, because people are going to think that we were the ones who were Hizziruhu Ladas, that he has a din of a Maisa, and you're allowed to do away with the guy. You're allowed to give him over to the officials, whatever it is, because he's considered a Maisa L'Rabbim. He's a Maz, whatever, a Reidif L'Rabbim. Means even though maybe you've been doing a tshuva, but we gave you the warning, we're Makayim that, and now you have no right to come back. All right. And there's another tshuva from the Minchas Yitzchak. He has a case. What happens if a guy drives recklessly? And you want to report him. Teach him a lesson. Fix his wheel. Teach him how to drive. Or maybe he shouldn't be on the road altogether. Do you have a right to report him? This is a shame name. Or this maisa. So Minchas Yitzchak says, somebody who drives recklessly, first of all, is a meitzer umetzar l'rabim. So you have that heta. Because he's a public menace. Today he parks over here, he parks blocks to the walkway, he does this, he does that. He's a meitzel rabbin. Means he owes that to very meitzel rabbin. Now, Moshe's true by stealing sifri Torah shoes and hitting shoes. For some reason, that's not a rabbin, I'm not sure. But if a guy who drives recklessly is a meitzel rabbin, second het, he says, a guy who drives recklessly is really a roidif as well. Like he says, Sakoni, he's like a mazik l'rabim. But mainly he says, you'll report him to the officials, not a problem. Sai mitzad meitzel l'rabim, sai mitzad roidif l'rabim. Oh, but at the end of the truth, which is the last paragraph of the truth, he says, you should know, but all these atayim is only after hasra. Without hasra, you don't have a right. So if you're going to report him right now without giving him hasra, avad, you're going to be a moisa, you have no right to do it. But if you gave him hasra and he continues to be a mitzal l'rabim, a meitzal l'rabim, a reindiv l'rabim, then you're allowed to report him and get him in trouble, or give him tickets or whatever it was. There was such a case as also in Hadarim, it's a Yarchon, many decades ago, but in Shnas Chavav, over there they have a case that a person was a nichba. I think it means an epileptic. They never. It's a chayli that all of a sudden you could lose control of your muscles and you fall down, whatever. And then that person wanted to drive, and they warned him, "You're not allowed to drive, because if you drive and you get an attack, chulila, you can be killing people." And they gave him a warning, the same thing, and he refused. The doctors told him that he is now allowed to drive. His condition doesn't allow him to drive, and he wanted to drive anyway. He has a heta. He's allowed to be meisim l'rabim, because he's a raidif. He's a mamish raidif. You gave him asra, you mekayim it, and that's fine. After that, it's fine. There was a meisim here in Leica not too long ago that somebody passed a bus with flashing lights. Now, everyone in New York passes buses with flashing lights, and everyone in Lakewood doesn't. It's always, whenever you move from New York, the first time you always pass, you know, whatever, until you're told. You know, everyone starts to scream at you. You don't realize that the Hanhagi here is different. But there was somebody who passed
the same block.
Sorry?
Same law, just a bunch of whatever in New York. The same law.
I'm not sure. Is there a law in New York, too?
Did you just say
Lashon Hara? No, he said Lashon
Hara. Anyway, the kid is a person passed a bus, and the bus driver was fuming. He was a yid, so he called the cops and gave the guy a ticket for passing the bus. And the guy got in trouble with fines and his points and his insurance. He managed got really messed up. So he took him to an entire Lagabi the Maisa Mesira. So Lachaira. Yeah, bus driver was a yid, yeah. So Lachaira, based on this halacha, based on the Truvis Munchas Yitzhak, the guy, if he's a Moisa Larabim, or he's a whatever, Raid of Larabim, he's a Mazik, he's driving recklessly, Cholili, he could be killing kids, especially, see, in New York, it's Mamish works the other way. Because in New York, no one is Macbeth, so therefore the bus drivers are more careful, and the parents are more careful, and the children are more careful. But in Lakewood, that come out, everyone is Macbeth, so the children aren't careful, no one's careful. They just walk because they think everyone's not going to drive. And if this guy is going to drive, Chulili, Hitaka could be a Raid of Larabim. Hitaka could kill somebody.
Kids get hit in New York all the time. It happens all the time.
I know, percentage right, I don't know.
I'm telling you, but I don't percentage-wise, but it's illegal to pass a bus with a light bus. You live in New York, Lakewood or Timbuktu.
It's against
the law.
All right.
And the guy's
Mustafa Imid. I don't know. All right, but at least here in Lakewood, I'm asking that the guy is considered a Raidif. And he, again, Matzal Rabbi, you have to know him. But at least he's a Raidif. He's Efe Mazik Rabbi, this halacha. So based on this halacha, he should have a right to be Maisim to the officials. The problem was, that you needed Asra, and he didn't give him Asra. So without Asra, so they were Machayiv him for everything that he did. Not only that,
on part of the job is to report this?
So part of the job is to work on Shabbos. You let her work on Shabbos?
No, it's not going to be a
cop. Huh? So he wasn't a cop. He was a bus driver.
No.
He's a bus driver, and he reported him.
The Yiddish cop you allowed to.
Okay, maybe we'll go into the second half at the end of Sifya Rabba. Hopefully, no, Sifya Beis, I'm saying, but hopefully, I have time soon. But let me just finish first with these. There's another reason why he wasn't allowed to do it.
He was from New York, and was to Yisrael. So he's telling that he's from New York.
What was his taina? I don't remember his taina.
First time he didn't do it. That was his first time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his taina didn't do it. Never happened.
All right.
It wasn't going to your best. It wasn't your
No,
best.
No.
And I think at the end they reversed it. In the end, after everything, it didn't stay in this maskana.
I hear. Okay. Another.
Where does the love of Asra come from?
Yes, it's straight over here. You need Asra. That's what it says. You need Asra. Without Asra, then you're not allowed to do it because maybe Asra will be effective and he won't do it again. Another reason why it should be chayiv. Or at least it was not mutter to do. Chayv is another step, but at least not mutter to do. Is because if you're looking at Mukim Aram, he says we're talking about somebody who shtendik a mazik l'rabin. But if he does it only pam achas, he says that doesn't give you a right to be meisim. He dealt in counterfeit money one time. He does money laundering one time. That doesn't give you a right to be meisim. Why? Because maybe tomorrow he won't do it again. So it's not a problem. He'll stop and everything will be fine. What we're worried about is someone who does it as a business, someone who's shtendik doing it, that's his modus operandi. If that's the case, so we got to stop him. So we give him a straw and then we stop him. If not, then we'll moise him. So this guy, just because he passed the school bus once, doesn't mean he's ever going to do this again. You don't know that he shtendik does these things, so you wouldn't have this heter either. You don't know that he's a mazik rabbim. This time, Baruch Hashem, he didn't kill anyone. And you don't know he'll ever do it again, so he's not considered a mazik l'rabbim. The maise is about...
So you mean even if you give him Asra, it won't help?
No, I'm saying a new reason why. First, A, you need Asra. Second of all, even without that vort, you need Asra, you don't have a heter, because the heter was only to someone who shtendik does it. He's oisik b'zayufim. That's his business. He constantly does it. But if he does it one time, that doesn't give you a heter to be meisim.
If you give him Asra after that one time,
and then
he does it a second time.
Oh, so maybe that's
ready. I don't know
what it doesn't say. He says pamach is not. I don't know what the cutoff point, maybe two, maybe three times. If you have reason to believe he's going to continue to do this, so then he's jeopardizing the safety of the community. So then you have a right to do it.
Asra is for what? Asra is that you should give you the right...
Instead of being moisi to the officials to stop you from doing this again, I can just tell you, here it's not done in Lakewood, so don't do it.
There's a law. Wait. I got a license, and you got the law.
No, come on.
Is that all you have to say?
What?
Is that all you have to say?
What? Don't do it. Yeah, but give him Asra.
You have to say, if you do it, I will...
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. You're asking a good child. What's the extent of the Asra? I don't know, it doesn't really say that. Asra is, the Gemara says, Al-Takhvi, Al-Takhvi, don't show. It doesn't say, and if you do show, I'll kill you. Rav Kana didn't give that. It just says, Al-Takhvi, so could here too. Okay. Don't do it because you're jeopardizing the Ramim. Don't do it. Nice. Yeah, I don't know if you're now, if you tell me by fearing noise, Asra will be more effective. Like Rashi says in Nitzik Pasha, the Marshal, right at the beginning, that it's more effective like Asra because you give him a dogma. So maybe because you don't give him a dogma, so he's still considered like Esher Latzbek Mevrav. You should have given him that dogma. Maybe that would have caused him to stop. But all right. Anyway, Lamai says this is all, everything I'm talking about by this Bashar of Lamar is only whether he had a right to do it. But if he did it, even though he didn't have a right to do it, could be he'll still be potter for the Allah at the end of the Sif. That means maybe because of Kumtem, Minadin. So you won't have any money, which we'll see.
What's about the example?
Ask the police to the station, either the speed trap or a patrol car attached to this perpetrator. The fellow was driving recklessly.
Good. Well, you're going to tip off the guy?
Tell the police that there's a reckless crime in the neighborhood.
So that's the same thing. You're telling the police for this Indian.
I'm not saying the person. I'm not saying the person.
No, but he's going to catch him. The same thing. You're sicking a dog onto the person. So if that's the case, it would be also, unless you gave him asra. If you gave him asra, then it'll be fine. If he does it, keseda, and he continues to do so, even after you gave him asra, then it'll be mutter for you to do.
What's about a Jewish car?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make a difference. You're Moisan. You're Moisan. You have an honest, even a cop, even if the cop is a Jew, he's still could be as him honest.
I drive him sugar, and sugar them, right? You don't want to confront him to tell him if you don't do that, I'm going to call the police, and he'll know that when the police catches him, who did it.
So at least you confront him. So call him up, send him a letter in the mail, whatever it is, anonymous, whatever it is, he shouldn't be doing it.
No,
understand. You tell him that you shouldn't be doing this. You're jeopardizing the safety of the Sima. There's a few more tshuvas and then I'll let you go. There's a tshuvas of Bachsim and Mendalid that has a case that somebody was Messiah. He forged documents. And for some reason in his town, when you forge documents also, it sheds light on the tzibah, that the tzibah is that type of people who forge documents, and they're going to get the tzibah into trouble. And now the government found out that there's a Reuven who's forging documents. So he was Metzaveh, the Tuveh Heir, to dan this person and give him over to the shayfet. The Bach says you have a right to give him over. Mamishkas avaita discheshim, because since his action jeopardized the safety of the community, you have a right to give him over, even though there's no asra anymore, it's too late for asra, still you're allowed to do it because he was a roidiv. There's a base Hillel in Yeridea, Simon Reish Samach Zayin, the Berhetev brings it down also in Yeridea and Kuf Nun Zayin, that has a case that somebody was a moil and his business was he mauled gerim. And again, they don't appreciate people changing religions, lahavdo, from their religion to our religion. And it's a danger. Someone who's maul gerim could get into real trouble. So he says that since it's an alila ala kahal, if they find out that there's someone in our community who's being maul gerim, it will get the kihila into trouble. It's mutter to go tell the government that this is the person who's maul gerim, and to do away with the guy, stop him from being maul gerim, even though he's doing a mitzvah to be maul gerim, but he's jeopardizing the safety of the tzibah, you're allowed to be moise him.
Why is he
because they're going to think that everyone is party to this again, and everyone is a party to try to make gerim, so it's a problem. There's a tshuvas minchas. So the tshuvas minchas Allah zechel gimel simen memvav, who brings this down, and he says, I don't understand, this person being meisir nafshoy to do a dvar mitzvah, this should be different. Right, so he says, he brings, he says, Achinin ben Chajin, whatever it is, Mako Kilis for Rabim. But the Maise is, he himself realizes that it's not a good sushel because all those cases were where it's Mechayiv to do, Lamashal. He said, when the Geza Gzeira Latzibo, so certainly if it's Gila Raishri Chazam and good, the Gekarnal of Erez Avada, then you have to give up your Neshama. But even if it's Tam, the Gemara says even Shulaises. But if it's out to go there against the Yidin, then you have to be Moise Nafshay. So there they were out to go there against Yidin, so you have to be Moise Nafshay. But over here, that the Gzer is not against the Yid. The Gzer is against the would be Yid. The Gzer is against the Goyim not to convert. So there it's not a Gzera ala Tziba of Yidin. So you don't have this het of the Gemara. Still, he feels that Lachari, he says, is not doing it to this case. Lani's Daita, I'm not going to argue with him, but in his Daita, I think that the Beis Hillel is correct. It's because you want to be Meisa Nefesh to a mitzvah. We could die in mitzvah, if you're allowed to be Meisa Nefesh, that you don't have a chid of Meisa Nefesh. But because you can't be a frumak on your Messias Nefesh, jeopardize the safety of a tzibah, you're trying to mild this ger, and if you should get the tzibah into trouble, who asks you? You're a raidif. A raidif is a raidif. Even if a raidif is shaking a lulu while he's doing a Meisa Radif, he's a raidif. A raidif is a raidif. you're allowed to kill him. No matter what, even if he has the best kavonis, if I read it, he's a raidiv. All right. There's a Ar Sameach in Hilchos Yisaidei HaTorah. He touches up. It says of Maisa Shimshon, the Shimshon's Shver, he married a Polishti, whatever. Shimshon Shver took his wife and married her off to somebody else, and that got Shimshon pretty upset. So Shimshon then tied the shulim and he burnt the city down, and then he just took one more step of Nakama. So the Polishtim realized to calm Shimshon down, they burnt his wife and his Shver. They thought that that would be Mephias Shimshon. So Shimshon, yeah, it's Mephias enough that only take one more pachat, and he made a major ariga and he killed a lot of people. When he did that, the Pelishim got upset, so the Pelishim went to the Bnei Yehuda and told Bnei Yehuda to go give us over Shimshon. So 3,000 people of Bnei Yehuda went to capture Shimshon to give him over to the Pelishim. And that's so. It's in Perek Tezvav and Shaiftim. So, Frektor may say, a lot of people ask the Kashan Bam Benel, a lot of people ask the Shaila, but they ask, what's the heta to give Shimshon over to the Plishtim? Where's the heta? So, the Arsa Meach says, this is the heta. He was a Mazik Lerabim. His acts were jeopardizing the safety of the community. By he doing so, Chalila the Plishtim could take revenge, cause trouble with the Yidin. So, he was, and he was talking about Shimshon, but that Maisa was a Mazik Lerabim, a Redif Lerabim. So, for that, they have now it might be too late because, again, like the Box case, the government, the Pelishtim are already asking you to give it over. If you don't give it over, we're going to punish the Tziva. So if they're threatening to punish Bnei Yehuda if they don't give him over, and his Maisa was, we're talking about Shimshon, but irresponsible, Kivayachal, his Maisa was jeopardizing the Tziva, so therefore he has a dinner of Maisa, you're allowed to give him over. That's the Yor Sameach. All right, Kehena V'Kehena, there's a lot more in the truth, as I see I'm running out of time. Let's go weiter, because this end of the Ramah is very powerful. Misha, we already touched on this in the past, and I would like to revisit it a bit. Misha writes to Levroyach, someone who would like to skip town, V'loy L'shalom La'akim, and not pay his credit to people who he owes money to, Masha Chayiv. The Acher, Gila Hadava, and somebody else was a good Samaritan, God, that the case was, it was his Shver. His Shver decided to be a good Samaritan and to snitch on his Edim, nothing like a Shver, to the guy. Ein loy din moisa. He doesn't have a din of a moisa. Why? Sherei loy hefsidoi. He wasn't mafsin in any money. Rak shehutzik l'shalom Masha Chayiv. The guy, the Malva, now caught a hold of the Leva before he escaped and forced him to pay back the loan. Was he mafsedin? No, because any money that he paid back was kumtem bedin. He's supposed to pay back. He borrowed the money. He has a chiv to pay back that money. So therefore, he's not considered a moisesh. Loi hefsido rak shortzuk l'shalom mashachayim. Mokom malkum zok the Ramah, even though you can't be machayim in money for his maisa, because he wasn't mafsedin any money, bira awesome. He did something shlecht. Why? The havi kimeshav avei delakam. He was a meshav avei delakam because who asked you to be a good Samaritan on Yenus Gajman to give money back to the guy? This guy was able to escape the town, not paying back the guy. By you snitching on him, you ended up causing a yid to lose money to go to a guy. That's meshav avei delakam. So as that, you should be also. Vim garam loy hezek. If you garam a mehezek, then chayiv l'shalom loy ma'ashe garam loy. If you garam a mehezek means he caused. But you are snitching on him. The guy took revenge on the yid and caused him to pay him even more than he was mechuyv to pay mitzad the loan. So that's a hezek for that extra and a chanam that you're going to have to pay, that you're a moisa. But for just the principal amount that he's chayiv to the guy, you're going to be potter because that's masha chayiv. All right, that's the Rambam.
Who's mesha aveda? First the moisa?
You. The moisa is the mesha aveda because the moisa caused the loiva to pay the guy. It means the Moisa caused a guy to get back his chayv. So he's Meshav the Aveda, this chayv, to the guy, he's a Kimeshav Aveda la'akam. I said, the Ramot, really, again, invited from the Mukim Aram Rizberg. Alright, so this seems to be a major, major heta, that basically whenever you do something, that yenu kumtem minadin is going to be mota. But let's flesh this out a bit more. If you look in the Ber HaGoyel and Sivkot Nun, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. You're potter. You're right. Sorry. You're potter. It's not right. I shouldn't say you're mutter, but you're potter to do it because you're not mafsir amun. You don't have a shame moise to you. You're right. But it's still also to do because mesha veda lakam. Correct. If you look in the Ber HaGoyel, Sivkot Nun, he says, Lafini's daiti dvorav tumun bezeh.
Sharei hu ba'atzmai, the Maran Merizbrook himself, kosef shom, im hifkad ha'akam, o huvu li'Yisrael, o mesa ha'akam, v'makev ha'pekadon ha'peroin, v'inu maksu li'yoshev, kishetoivim mimenu, hu koi ba'ovoin, because he now will be mafkia ha'ovo, b'makam chilul Hashem, hu kumash shom, good, v'im kain, einu inyin la'avedis ha'akam, sh'atayra hitira, sh'atayra ha'atayra. Havedis Hakim, the Torah said it's mutter. But hereby, of course, Avah, but Mokum that you have a tfiyah, but Mokum Hashem, you have no right to be Mafki Avah. But Filu Bavedi, but Mokum Shesh Kiddush Hashem, Hamagzira, Hareza, Meshubuk, Mavu, Bissim, Reza, Magvav. Ukva Poshat, Hatikin, Vaminik, Sheminhage, Akila, Shemaniga, Akila, Oindem, Alamishma, Sholalasa, Sheka, Vavla, Lumas. Umak reason, Venoisim, Meshus, Lefarsim, Olegalis, Lahem, Alahanoshim, Shaloikim, Bakofo, Oilovim, Bavo, Vaindaitim, Lashalim, Bakrom, Midas, Amanigim. Ready, they have a takona. Anyone who borrows money, Amanah, Shalil, Lashalim, you're allowed to be Mefarsim, Megalahim. That's a takona. To kill things. Matmi on the Ramah, how could Ramah say it's also to do? You shouldn't be doing it because it's Meshur Aveda. What's the Meshur Aveda? You have to pay up the Chayiv. If not, it's a Chilul Hashem. That's Pasha what he means. As a Chilul Hashem. He doesn't say it, but that's Pasha what he means. Good. So it means the Bera Goyla argues and Bera Goyla holds the B'mokum that the Goy knows about your Chayiv. It's mutter to do. You don't have the problem of Meshur Aveda La'akam. So he holds that B'chai Gabel is going to be mutter. Comes along the Tshuva's Perach Mata Arin in Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Beis, and the Tshuva's Gur Ar Yehuda in Chayish Mishpat Lamed Beis, and the Tshuva's Meral Diskin, he has Psakim, a lot of short things in Reish Lamaches, towards the end of the Psakim. They say, like as a follow through, they don't quote him, but as in the next step, that Adkan we were talking about, where the Goy knew about the Chayiv, so the Yid, the Loiv, had no right to be Mafkiyit. And Avdam Shteitin Ramah, that you're potter, but it's also because Meshur Aveda L'Akam. The Be'er Galah wants to know why it's Meshur Aveda L'Akam. Good. But what would be if the Goy forgot about the Chayiv? And you tell the Goy about the Chayiv. Or what would be someone is evading taxes, and you snitch on him, and the government would never know about it, and you snitch on him. So now, that person had the ability to be mafkia this Hava Bidin, without causing a Chilul Hashem. And you went ahead and you snitched on him. There they want to say that it's even worse. You're going to be chayiv. Then you're mamash or moisa. Because I can't, we're talking about that the leiva had no right to be mafkiya. So he had no right to be mafkiya. So you're not a moisa because it's bedim. Whatever he's paying, hutzuk l'shalom, masha chayiv. But if he had the ability to be mafkiya, because it's of course of all, but mokin delekha chal Hashem, and you go ahead and do it, you're mamash or moisa, and you're going to be chayiv. That's how they learn it up. And it's really a step past the Be'er Galah. It means they're learning up, they're touching up the Ramah, the Ramah's talking about a case where the Goy knew about it, and had the Goy not known about it, it would be worse that it would be Mamish Chayiv. However, if you look in the Goyin bavons everybody, and the Goyin touches up the Ramah, Kipshutai. If you look in the Goyin says in Sufkot and Ayin Zayin, it's a raw. Why? The avkas avos muta v'havi kaveda. Avkas avos muta netan veda. So you're being maxed, and it's like a Moran Sanhedrin. You're being maxed in aveda. V'hainu zok the goyin. You should know that this entire Ramah is talking about. But mokum delek al chilul Hashem. Not like you're telling me that this whole Ramah is about chilul Hashem. And if there's no chilul Hashem, you're even going to be chayiv. No, you're wrong on both accounts. The Ramah is talking about but mokum delek al chilul Hashem, and still you're going to be potter. Because even though that guy has the ability, but Lamaisi, he owes the money. So at the end of the day, if he pays the money, he's not paying his own money, he's paying the money that he's supposed to be paying to the guy. So you weren't mafsid in anything. And on that case, state that you're potter, but it's also to do, because Kameshav Aveda, because instead the guy had the ability to be mafkiyid, and you didn't allow him, so Kameshav Aveda. But if it will be b'mokum de'ikechilal Hashem, and the Chanami, the Ramah, would take a hold, it's mutter. And a Kanami, Ramah's not talking about that case. Ramah's talking about a case that it's also to be mafkir because the Ramah's talking about a case where it's mutter to be mafkir because there's no chilul Hashem, and nevertheless, it's still going to be part. It means it's two coolers. One cool is b'makim the ikach chilul Hashem, it's even mutter. And the second cool is b'makim the lekach chilul Hashem, you're still going to be potter. And we discussed this barichas in the past, and I want to revisit it. It's really a shock. The shock in Sivkot and Chof, if you go back, he talks about a case that you tipped off the melech that somebody could pay taxes. The melech was looking for Isis Yain or Tvu or whatever it is, and you tip off the melech right over there is where it is. Zok the shach, Hainu, when it says over there that you're a mice and you're going to be chayiv, Hainu be'inyin she'ein by dinin de malchusa. But if it will be dinin de malchusa, Zok the shach, you're going to be potter.
Even though the melech would have never known about it, and the guy had a right to be mafkiyit, so what? He has a right to be mafkiyit, but I also have a right to be, and I'm right, but if I do be maisa him, I'm going to be potter, because I wasn't mafzit him any money, because the money that he ultimately paid to the king was bedin, because he has a chiv to pay that money, azinu demalchus edina. And it's not just a shach, it's a taz in Shin Samach Tes b'shein Marshal, it's a tshuvas marishdam. We discussed marishdam is even medaiket from the tour. The matur brings this down that you only a maisa when you mafzit him money. What does that mean, Dr. Masham? Because if he owed it anyway, then you're not master of money, then you're going to be potter. And not only that, there was a bunch of achrenim. It's muchach minei abed. There's a, let's take it to the next step and we'll flesh this out a bit. If the guy knows, if the malva knows that you owe me money, if the guy knows that you owe him money and you're not paying him, there's a chilul Hashem.
He skips down to chilul Hashem.
That's how the Baragoyla learned. And the other Achranim learned. But the Goyim learned that this case there's no Chilul Hashem. Why isn't there a Chilul Hashem he skips town? Maybe he wasn't skipping town to run away from the Chayiv. Maybe he moved because he got a shtel in a different town. And nonchalantly, he forgot about the Chayiv. So there's no Chilul Hashem what he did. And what did you do? You were Megalit. You were Megalans. You prevented him from being Mafkir Da'avah B'mokin D'lek Chilul Hashem. So you're going to be Potter because anyway he owes it, but it's still also to do because it's Kamesha Avei D'la'akam. We had before in Hilchus Eidus that the Ramaz says that if you're an Eid Echad and you're subpoenaed to a trial, whatever, you're Eid Echad and you know that a Yid owes a guy money and they're having a trial, the Yid and the guy, so if you're an Eid Echad, you have no right to testify because they're going to be Meitzi Mamun Alpicha. But you're not going to be Chayiv because you could tie up a din covered. You know that Itak owes the money because you know the truth. But since they're going to act upon your word, you're not allowed to do it. But if you're two Eidim, then Itak allowed to even testify because that's Bedin and they're doing the regular process of two witnesses. And it's Bedin that they're being Meitzi Mamun for the Yid, you're allowed to do it. Now over there, the Ramah says you're allowed to do it. So why over here, the Ramah says that you're not allowed to do it because Meisha Aved Olakam, what's going on? The Torah is vital. This is the chilek. Over there, it's talking about whether the mamakam of a chilul Hashem. So you're allowed to do it. We don't have the problem with kamesha vedalakam because Yen is not supposed to be mafkiyad alva. Mashenkin over here, we're talking about mamakam that there's no chilul Hashem. So he had a right to be mafkiyad alva. So if you prevent him, you're going to be a meshav aved la'akam. And a lot of the mashals move with this chilek. The Chuvus Majdam also says it. The Chuvus Majdam says that the mokum that Yenu was not supposed to be mafkir avob, the mokum that is ikal chilal Hashem, he says then, Avadi allowed to do it. Because he's not supposed to be mafkir avob, but it's a mitzvah to tip him off to get the yid to pay the guy that he shouldn't create a chilal Hashem. You're preventing a chilal Hashem. It's even a mitzvah to do. But b'makom that there's no chilal Hashem, and that guy would have the ability to mafkiyah da'avah, so then you go ahead and do it. That's kamesha aved olakam. Now this heter, we discussed then also the Chuvus Masham, who applies it not only to dina makos adina, but even to knosis. So for example, if you're speeding, and I tip off the melech, the police, that you're speeding, so even though this bus driver tipped him off that he passed the bus, so even though we don't have the het of Meitzel Rabim and Metzal Rabim and Reidifle Rabim, whatever it is, but you have a different, at least patur, that whatever happened to this guy, kumtem bedin. Hitaka passed the bus illegally, and the law is that if you pass the bus illegally, you get a ticket and you get points. That is bedin. So vivite, it is bedin, you are going to be potter.
There's a difference though. Because normally, if they had a chayv, right? So you have to owe the chayv.
That's what I'm telling you, that the Masham says that this is also even the Gabi penalties. It was talking about a someone who was selling wine, Yain Saraf, illegal, and you're allowed to tip him off, or at least if you did tip him off, you're going to be potter. It's a penalty, you penalize the guy. Good, but that penalty was bedin. Dina Malchus Adina is that anyone who speeds gets a ticket, gets a fine. So that's Dina Malchus Adina. It was done, so it's eligible for the Kayach Adina Malchus Adina. So Mamela, it's bedin. So ultimately, if the guy gets a knas, it's bedin. So you can't, I wasn't mafsid any money. The money that I was mafsid you was bedin. You owe that money, so it's not a problem. Now, it doesn't say over here that it's mutter to do, but it just says over here that you'll be potter if you did it. Lagabi mutter, you know, still says it's also because kamesha aved olakam. Let me just fear ice.
But you said before,
wait,
you
I'm gonna
sock was never like that.
I wasn't on the case. I'm just fleshing out. Rabbi Geller said over the psak, and he said it was crazy. I don't know. I just said over that you don't have these attain, but you'll have this attain, that whatever it was bedin.
Let me just be myself in the Kuda. Is that the Ramos said the promise Kamesha Aveda La'akum. However, there's the Yushalmi says that it was about Chufza, that someone who was supposed to do Aveda Samelech, a whole group, and one guy didn't show. And his name was Bar Chufza. So they asked the people, I guess, wanted to try to snitch on the guy. So they called out loud, "What are we eating today for lunch?" So they said, "Oh, we're going to eat Chufza today." It was the name of a food. And that tipped off the Tsar. "Oh, Chufza, where's Bar Chufza?" And they took him and they were typhus him. And the Yishalmi says that that's a problem. That's Lashon Hara. That's the Yishalmi says. Now, that was Bedin. He had to go work B'malchus. I mean, that was Bedin. I'm assuming it was Din. Nevertheless, Yishalmi says it's also because of Lashon Hara. So you see, Be'etzim, besides the Issa of Hashavas Aveda, you have a more fundamental Issa called Lashon Hara. And there are nafkaminis, because you have cases that there's no Hashavas Aveda. For example, the Tshuva Sholem Meshav had a case that my competition's opening up illegally and I want to report him. So over there, I don't have a problem with Meshav Aveda Lakam, because the government's not going to penalize them, they're just going to close them down. So the government's not going to get any money from it, they're not going to gain from it, so there's no Meshav Aveda Lakam, and a Kumtem Bedin. So if you learn like the Rambam, it should be Mutta. So to Shalom Meshav, it's us, because of the Yishalmi, it's Lashon Hara. How are you allowed to say it? It's Lashon Hara. The Yishalmi said that's Lashon Hara. Why the Yishalmi didn't say that's Meshav Aveda Lakam? You could try to maybe squiggle out it. Lashon might be more basic. May have other truths in. The Yishalmi says, why did the Rama say it's a problem of Lashon Hara? Why did the Rama say it's only a problem of Meshav Aveda Lakam? The Chay should be a problem of Lashon Hara. I don't have a real good teretz to this, but I could tell you that the Rama is coming from the Muki Maram Rizberg, and if you look it up, over there he has a slightly different Lashon, one oiz difference. He says, Mikomakim Bura Asa, for what he did to tip him off to be Meisahim. The Havi Kemeshav Aveda Lakam. Not the Havi Kemeshav, it's the Havi Kemeshav Aveda Lakam. If you talk to them, Mukim Ramar says two things. First, a barah so that you are Moisa. It's Taka Lashon Hara, you did a avla to the guy. And the second step you should know, it's also Kemeshav Aveda Lakam. Not that the reason why it's a raw was caught, it's a Kemeshav Aveda Lakam. It's two separate things. Narmah's Gisla Maisha here in the document is the Havi. So Narmah, I don't know why he didn't have a problem with Lashon Hara. But in Mukim Ram, the problem over there was the Havi Kemeshav Aveda Lakam. It could be it's two separate things. You have a Lashon Hara problem and you have a Meshav Aveda Lakam problem. So you want to know with this bus driver, let's say, so even if it was Bedin, so you're not going to be Chayiv. Well, let's say you have a police report, you have an accident, we were busy last week, and you want to report to Maisa, you're not going to have any. But the Teretz says, whatever ticket he gets, if it's Bedin and he deserves that ticket, then you're going to be Potter. Whether you're allowed to do it, you still have a problem with Meshav Aveda Lakam, you still have a problem with Lashon Hara, you have to overcome those hurdles that it has to be Litalis, and you have to be Mekayim Ulda to name the Chavetz Chaim not to have Lashon Hara, and you have to say Meshav Aveda Lakam, that wasn't your Kavan, you're doing it for your own Talis, so you might be able to get out of Meshav Aveda Lakam. But be aside, even if you're going to be Potter, the Ramah says it's still also to do. So whatever you can minimize, certainly if you can Matzabech Me'avrav, you can do it a different way, take a mashkin from the guy, make the police report at a later time, whatever it is, to save the guy of Adi, should go that route to try to prevent him from getting that ticket. All right, good to talk.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.